We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Good boy, Jim. You like your nylon bone, huh? Good boy, Jim.
Hello and welcome, smart viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Morang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douwe, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendo Sat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
en Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Shla Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City, in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Kingdom donates over 47 million euros to Sudan. In cultural news, Serbia celebrates her National Day. In good governance news, Canada proposes more explicit warning labels for cigarette packages. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 15th, is the birthday of the great Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, also called Maulid Anabi. This joyous occasion is honored by Sunni Muslims today and by Shia Muslims on February 20th, 2011. This is a special time for millions of Muslims around the world to reflect on the noble life of Prophet Muhammad, as well as his wise teachings, leadership, and virtues. Observances during Maulid al-Nabi include the saying of prayers in the mosque, recitation of salutations and songs of praise, and giving charity to those in need. May our Muslim brothers and sisters be blessed with an uplifting Maulid al-Nabi, rejoicing in the many gifts brought to humanity by the enlightened master, Prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon him. Please tune in to today's special program in honor of this auspicious holiday.
Flying News. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Sudan. A torrent of rains late last year led to severe flooding in Sudan's Red Sea state, claiming some 70 lives and displacing hundreds more, with villages near Tokar, 150 kilometers from Port Sudan, being worst hit. Upon hearing of the calamitous situation, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately donated $18,000, an amount that could purchase $363,000 in emergency aid if obtained in the United States, based on the cost of living in Sudan. Expressing her deep sympathies and prayers, she also asked that our nearby association members please go if possible to offer comfort to those most in need.
Our association's relief team from Benin initially went to Sudan, but were unable to safely enter the disaster-stricken region. After further monitoring the situation, our relief team from Formosa, or Taiwan, was able to also travel to affected areas, covering their own expenses of approximately $2,100. When they arrived, they were met by Police Chief Ali Sukar of Agiji District, who said that around 25,000 people had been affected as late as January 24, and the situation was still very serious despite the efforts of state services. He then accompanied our association members to the locations most desperately in need, where they delivered sorghum for 12,000 disaster victims. Both the government of Port Sudan and the relief recipients expressed their deep appreciation for Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring aid, as they conveyed their earnest wish that she would be able to help the region again.
We are grateful for the assistance of Police Chief Ali Sukar and all officials, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt assistance and for the selfless endeavors of our association's relief teams. May the Sudanese people be graced with a swift recovery of their regular daily lives, as we pray that humanity's kinder regard for all beings helps ensure the stability of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai responded to this update with a message saying that she thanks also the police chief, officials, and our association members wholeheartedly and prays for Sudan's wellness.
Another quake jolts Chilean coast. On Sunday morning, February 13, 2 days after a powerful magnitude 6.8 temblor and strong aftershocks hit the area, another strong earthquake measuring 6 on the Richter scale struck offshore Chile's Biobío region. The tremor was centered 25 kilometers northwest of Concepcion, the city that is still recovering from the destructive 8.8 magnitude earthquake and tsunami that occurred 1 year ago. Fortunately, these most recent tremors did not result in any immediate reports of damage or injuries, and no tsunami warning was issued.
With thankfulness for the well-being of the Chilean residents, may such potential disasters subside as humanity's endeavors bring more benevolent care to the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims.
thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Film stars distinguished at the 2011 BAFTA Awards. Held in London's stately Royal Opera House in the United Kingdom, this year's British Academy of Film and Television Arts, or BAFTA Awards, on Sunday, February 13th, saw The King's Speech, a film based on the true life friendship between His Majesty King George VI and his speech therapist, Lionel Logue, win 7 awards, including Best Film, Best Original Screenplay, and Best Original Music. Receiving Best Actor was British Golden Globe Award winner Colin Firth for his role in The King's Speech, while Best Supporting Actor and Actress went to the same movie's Oscar-winning Geoffrey Rush for his role as The King's Speech Therapist, and Golden Globe-nominated Helena Bonham Carter, who played Queen Elizabeth.
Oscar-nominated vegan star Natalie Portman won Best Actress for her portrayal of a ballerina in the movie Black Swan and the film The Social Network, which depicts the founding of online social networking site Facebook, was distinguished with 3 honors, including Best Director for Oscar-nominated David Fincher and Best Adapted Screenplay for Oscar-nominated Aaron Sorkin.
You know, honestly, I'm proud of every frame of the movie, but the thing that I'll remember most is the people that I worked with, and particularly David Fincher and the incredible job that he did making this beautiful movie.
We join in applause all awardees for your gifted performances and contributions to film. May the shining stars of aspiring and accomplished cinema talents alike continue to bring joy and upliftment to audiences across the globe.
Cigarette-allowing restaurant ordered to close in Spain. On Thursday, February 10, Spanish officials ordered the closure of a restaurant in the southern part of the nation that had repeatedly ignored the nation's new anti-smoking law. This measure, which came into effect on January 2, prohibits smoking in all indoor restaurants and bars. When the establishment's owner outspokenly refused to comply with the new law, even after receiving a number of warnings, he was finally issued a fine of almost $200,000 and an order to close his business. The Spanish government has stated that most of the nation's bars and restaurants are responding with compliance to the ban, and that they intend to ensure that all establishments provide smoke-free atmospheres for customers and staff alike.
Es una ley fundamental y un punto de inflexión en la sanidad pública española que va a salvar el mayor número de vidas en los próximos 25 años.
La gente está aprovechando que no se puede fumar en los establecimientos públicos y en bares y en todas partes, vamos, ya no se puede fumar en ningún sitio. Están aprovechando para intentar dejar el tabaco ahora. Tenemos muchísima gente que está acudiendo a nosotros.
We thank the Spanish government for your dedicated determination to safeguard the vitality of fellow citizens. May many other municipalities and nations similarly enact such protective measures to create more healthy and enjoyable public spaces for all.
New York City and Seoul extend smoking ban to outdoor public places. The City Council of New York, USA, has voted to enact a smoking ban that encompasses city parks, beaches, and other public zones such as Times Square. Now, in addition to prohibiting smoking indoors, all of the city's 1,700 municipal parks and 14 miles of beaches will be designated as non-smoking areas. The Honorable Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York City said, "This summer, New Yorkers who go to our parks and beaches for some fresh air and fun will be able to breathe even cleaner air." In Seoul, South Korea, smoking has also been banned from the public main squares of Seoul Plaza, Cheongye-cheon Plaza, and Gwanggwamun Plaza, with violators facing fines. The city of Seoul also plans to make 321 public places, such as parks and bus stations, into smoke-free zones by the end of this year. A big bravo and many thanks, city governments of Seoul and New York, for extending smoking bans to outdoor public places. May your cities and many more worldwide continue towards a clean and bright environment that is smoke-free for all.
Smoking bans save lives.
Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake, reduces the risk of strokes by more than half.
United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans mean decreases in acute coronary syndrome.
A study in Mississippi, USA, found that heart attacks were reduced by 27% 3 years after indoor smoking was banned, with similar bans in 11 other worldwide locations also showing a reduction in both heart attacks and heart disease.
Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health.
A U.S. medical study finds that quitting smoking has nearly immediate benefits, including lowered blood pressure and reduced heart attack risk within 24 hours.
Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions, such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from the Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion. £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce. £140 million saved through fewer sick days. £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job. £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/arms-benefits-flyer.
Elephants in danger due to continued ivory sales despite world ban. UK-based satellite television broadcaster Sky News recently conducted a special investigation into the ivory trade, which still goes on in some countries despite a 1989 global ban. To obtain the ivory, the investigation found that elephants are illegally poached from African nature reserves or the wild, then cruelly killed or injured and left to die after the ivory tusks are sawn off. Making contact with an ivory trader in Beijing, China, the Sky News journalist posing as a buyer listened as the man described his family's profitable ivory trafficking operation, showing the journalist three pairs of elephant tusks priced at £40,000 and saying that he could get more.
Sky News also filmed a retail setting in Beijing where the ivory is sold, including a government-accredited workshop where the ivory is said to originate from a 2008 batch that became available as a last material for sale. However, workers admitted to carving tusks that have been recently and illegally obtained, even displaying segments of smuggled ivory for the camera. Speaking of the need to ban the retail sale of ivory in addition to its purchase, Lisa Hua from the International Fund for Animal Welfare, or IFAW, said, "As long as there's legal trade, the illegal ivory will find its way into the market." Several animal welfare organizations, including IFAW, are thus calling on China and other countries to ban all trading of ivory to prevent the inhumane loss of more elephants, whose populations are quickly dwindling.
Our grateful thanks, courageous journalists and Sky News, for this revealing report, despite our deep sadness at the elephants cruelly sacrificed for ivory objects. may governments across the globe soon ban all such products, as people instead turn to the myriad forms of natural beauty that can be enjoyed while still preserving precious lives.
Mine employees freed. Six employees for the large Brazilian mining company, Vale, were released on Thursday, February 10th, after being detained for 30 hours by members of an indigenous tribe. The group, located in northeast Brazil's Maranhão state, is requesting a healthcare facility and school. Local Mayor Atemir Botelho assisted with the negotiations, and the mine employees departed unharmed the following morning. Our gratefulness for the safe release of the mine workers. Wishing them loving reunions with family and friends, as we pray that developments are achieved through mutual regard and respectful treatment of all peoples, as well as our precious Mother Earth.
Save our planet. UK's farmland birds decline by more than half. A recent report published by the nation's Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, or DEFRA, has revealed record low populations of farmland birds such as skylark, with some species dropping by over 70% compared to 1970 levels, including the corn bunting, grey partridge, tree sparrow and turtle dove. Dramatic declines have also been seen in woodland bird species such as the wood warbler, lesser spotted woodpecker, blackbird, song thrush, tawny owl and others. Experts believe that changing winter climate and decreased vegetation cover are primary contributing factors to their losses.
Meanwhile, researchers from the British Trust for Ornithology suggest that current intensive agricultural farming methods, including the use of pesticides, are damaging both the farmland birds' habitats and food sources. Dr. Mark Avery, Conservation Director of the UK Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, believes these bird species can be saved by encouraging farmers through subsidies to manage lands in more eco-friendly manners. He said, "The good news is that we know how to turn around these declines. A countryside richer in birds is within our grasp."
Our appreciation, Dr. Avery and Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, as well as Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, British Trust for Ornithology, and all others working to ensure the welfare of our precious avian co-inhabitant. Let us tread more gently on the earth to preserve these and all treasured animal species that enrich our lives.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently emphasized the urgency of protecting fellow beings on the planet, as in an August 2008 video conference in Canada, during which she also mentioned the most sustainable solution.
If we just protect our environment and we turn our heart to a compassionate way of life, then like attract like, you see? If we treasure life, then life will be coming back in abundance. Yeah, I'm also sorry, like you, because some beautiful animals, some beautiful species are just gone. If we don't do anything to protect the animals and the planet, maybe in the future we will be only looking at them from photos, like a history, you know, like dinosaur or something. We just have to remind everybody, you see, to be veg and to be kind to the animals. That's the only way we can protect them. And then later on, maybe they will recover themselves again.
More pro-democracy demonstrations occur in countries such as Algeria, Bahrain, Egypt, Iran, and Yemen, where protesters affirm the need for society-wide improvements in human rights, employment, and living conditions.
Save Our Planet. Conservation organization World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, cautions that drilling for natural gas in the undersea region of the eastern Mediterranean could irreversibly damage rare marine species living in the area, such as deep-sea sponges, mollusks and cold water corals.
Save Our Planet. More than 200 European industry and academic organisations, trade unions and environmental groups, along with 30 members of the European Parliament, call for a European energy policy of 100% sustainability by 2050.
Save Our Planet. The Basque Institute for Agricultural Research and Development in Spain creates an air-conditioned greenhouse that achieves optimal temperatures for crops through use of an alternative energy biomass boiler and sustainable thermodynamic solar panels.
Warning news. In a study of 12,000 students aged 13 to 18 in Australia, health experts warn that predominantly fast food diets coupled with insufficient exercise is causing a steep rise in obesity and what may be the first time in the nation's history where children face shorter lifespans than their parents.
Of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life. And our diet is completely animal-free.
Today we have a tip for car passengers. If your child is susceptible to motion sickness, encourage him or her to gaze out the window, enjoying the distant scenery.
Another suggestion is avoiding the rear seat if in a minivan, as children seem to feel the car's motion more if seated there.
Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thanks for tuning in.
Now the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, the United Kingdom donates over 47 million euros to Sudan. Given to the United Nations Common Humanitarian Fund, the contribution will provide emergency aid to be used for food, healthcare, education, water, and sanitation for millions in Sudan. It will support treatment for 50,000 undernourished children, give access to safe drinking water to 1.5 million people, and supply 1 million seeds and tools to assist individuals in growing their own food. The UK has also set aside approximately 18 million euros more for Sudan if needed. Our heartfelt appreciation and God bless you, United Kingdom, for your care. May the beautiful Sudanese people be evermore graced with peace and plentitude on a long-lasting earth.
For their noble generosity, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the United Kingdom with the Shining World Leadership Award.
In cultural news, today is Serbia's National Day, commemorating events in 1804 that led to Serbian autonomy and the proclamation of the first Serbian constitution in 1835. Belgrade, the capital, is one of Europe's most ancient cities, with a history dating back 7,000 years. The largest prehistoric culture of Europe, the Zvicer, originate in the area of Belgrade. Stari Ras, the first capital of Serbia, along with remarkable medieval sites, including monasteries and churches, comprised one of the country's United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization's World Heritage Sites, entitled Stari Ras and Sopachani. Another World Heritage Site is the Studentia Monastery, with monuments containing invaluable collections of 13th and 14th century Byzantine painting. We wish the kind people of Serbia a splendid National Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, Canada proposes putting health warnings on 75% of cigarette packaging. Well, thank God for the abundant gifts in our lives. More informative news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, outstanding news for an extraordinary world. In good governance news, the Canadian government proposes more explicit warning labels for cigarette packages. The recommendations, which were developed under an approximately $3.6 million federal grant, will include graphic cautionary displays. They will cover 75% of the packaging and will be required for all tobacco products. In addition, a national quitline will be inaugurated with all cigarette packages containing information about it. An anti-smoking social media campaign designed for young people in their early to mid-20s will also be put in place. Our thankfulness, Canada, for these health-protecting proposals. May governments around the world take decisive steps to encourage life-affirming habits for a vibrant planet.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Tobacco use kills one person every 6 seconds. Smoking-related costs, $193 billion annually in the United States alone.
Depression. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions.
Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer, mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Russian entitled Changing Course.
Ночью на море был густой туман. Капитан корабля заметил приближающиеся огни. Он решил, что это другой корабль. Чтобы избежать столкновения, он закричал в мегафон: «Вам надо изменить курс на 10 градусов южнее». А ему отвечают: «Нет, это вам надо изменить курс на 10 градусов севернее». Тогда он раздраженно закричал: «Я капитан, я приказываю вам изменить курс на 10 градусов южнее». А ему отвечают: «А я смотритель маяка, я приказываю вам изменить курс на 10 градусов севернее».
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I am 11 years old and I just moved to Costa Rica 4 months ago. And I am vegan and green. I love to watch Supreme Master TV, especially the cooking shows. Peace and love. Michaela from San Jose, Costa Rica.
Marvelous Michaela, your sweet note brought a big smile to our faces. That you are vegan and green is just fantastic. We are so glad you like Supreme Master Television. Many hugs and much love to you and all the spiritual people of blessed Costa Rica.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with heavenly inspiration and protection.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle meets with several high-level officials in Tunisia, where he commends the nation's pro-democracy movements, as well as those of Egypt, as he pledges 3 million euros to Tunisia in support of democratic reforms.
As Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad conveys his sympathies for those affected by the Sri Lankan flood, the nation's Imam Khomeini Relief Foundation and Red Crescent Society of Iran donate over $61,000 to assist in relief efforts.
According to a new study from Canada's University of British Columbia, a dark roasted variety of Java beans appears to be the healthiest form of coffee, as the roasting process helps release antioxidants that protect cells from free radicals and thus lowers the risk of cancer.
At recent talks in Moscow, Russia, Japan's Foreign Minister Seiji Mehara and Russian Industry and Trade Minister Viktor Khristenko agree to establish a round table to encourage cooperation in Russian Far East and Siberian development.
The General Women's Union of the United Arab Emirates and the UN Food and Agriculture Organization hold a health awareness program in schools emphasizing nutritious foods, as well as planting, irrigating, and harvesting organic fruits and vegetables.
The Australian government inaugurates the Year of Chinese Culture, representing the second phase of activities to encourage cultural cooperation between the countries, with the first being the Year of Australian Culture that is currently ongoing in China.
Researchers from Georgia Health Sciences University in the USA find that regular exercise helps children to think, plan, and even perform better in mathematics, highlighting the need for regular physical activity.
Afghan's army and police personnel distribute humanitarian aid of food, warm clothing, and other much-needed supplies to families in Masahi, Afghanistan, for their comfort through the winter month.
The animal rights group Fur Free WeHo, together with residents, activists and West Hollywood City Council candidate Mr. John D'Amico, launch a campaign to ban the sale of fur in the California, USA city.
With recent frost conditions resulting in over 4 million metric tons of corn to be lost from northern Mexico's Sinaloa state, President Felipe Calderon offers a quick response of federal aid and other assistance to help farmers recover the vital crop needed to feed the country.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.